to get his opinions on the terror threat that Scotland Yard has foiled in the best James Bond tradition.
And, of course, at 8, shortly after 8, the mayor of San Francisco will be coming in. I'm sure he'll have something to say about the safety at our airport.
And I want to find out about all those initiatives that the supervisors threw onto the ballot yesterday at the very last minute.
There are at least four, and there's one that I'm sure you're going to absolutely love.
As the parking lot tax.
That is correct.
That's right. 35%? Let me think. No! All right. I'll sleep on it later. So we got a. It's D.C. Thursday. We'll be talking to Marianne Akers as well, Bob Summerby. It's a great show, Andrew Jordan.
Great. We'll talk to you guys in a bit. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, downloadable audio, 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It is 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
Traffic, delays, congestion, and potholes are synonymous with California's infrastructure. Our parents and our grandparents built a complex network of highways, ports, and airports that helped California become one of the world's leading economies. But those resources have long been outpaced by the state's phenomenal economic and population growth. Despite a 50% increase in population and miles driven over the past 20 years, California has only increased lane capacity on its highways by 7%.
California ranks fourth in the country for the number of traffic lanes in poor condition.
That's Richard Green with the Government Performance Project. And according to the Census Bureau, California ranks 48th in investment in highways and 40th overall in infrastructure investment based on personal income. The California Transportation Commission found a 10-year total for unmet transportation needs at $117 billion.
There hasn't been the money to put the investment back into it that's been needed. It's had to go elsewhere. We're allocating funds based on what we have to allocate, and they're still running about 20% short of really having the appropriate maintenance funds to cover things to where I think we'd all like to be. It's not because they don't want to. It's because the money's not there.
That's Mike Kincaid with the American Society of Civil Engineers in San Francisco. Due to budget problems and a variety of other economic concerns, the state and the legislature has consistently stolen money away from the gas tax.
Really just a question of priorities. It is far easier to put off maintenance on your roads than it is to lay people off, or than it is to cut a program, or than it is to stop a program that was planned. All those things often take priority over infrastructure needs simply because 1 year's deferred maintenance doesn't make things look a whole lot worse than it did the year before.
Last year, they took $3 billion from the gas tax. Tomorrow, a look at California's ports and airports and what they mean to California's economy and what kind of shape they are in
today. Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more
personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
4 minutes now past 7 o'clock. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Arrive at least 2 hours before your scheduled flight time if you're heading out of SFO, Oakland, or San Jose airports today to allow for increased security checks. Now, it means most liquid items are going to be banned. We're talking shampoo, toothpaste, stuff like that. It is going to be banned from the carry-ons. You can't put that in your checked baggage. We'll have more on that coming up. Out in Antioch, stop-and-go traffic westbound Highway 4 between Lone Tree Way and Loveridge out in Pittsburgh. And on the Bay Bridge, metering lights are now on. A slow ride from the middle of the parking lot all the way to Fremont Folsom Street in San Francisco. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head, the Toyota Highlander Hybrid with an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fewer emissions. It's more of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid, better mileage is just the beginning. 5 minutes now past 7 o'clock, and now keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
The terror alert is high, and so are we here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake, down in the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Hotel Vitale. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And it is Thursday, August 10th. We hit double digits at 7:05 a.m. It's the first double-digit day of the eighth month of the sixth year of the 21st century.
You're still into the numbers.
Yes. And 21 is the big number of the day. That's how many suspects Scotland Yard has apprehended.
Yes, and they are allegedly a part of a plot that would have done havoc, wreaked havoc, on the air travel process.
Allegedly.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the police authorities, including our own Michael Chernoff, have been speaking without guarded. Without guarded language, they've been very direct, and when they've said that this particular plot was very sophisticated, required a number of people to be able to carry it out, and would have been virtually impossible to detect based upon how it was to be executed. They do not attribute it to Al-Qaeda, but they clearly say with the number of people involved and the kind of training that would have had to take place in the planning, except that they don't reference the fact that if you think backwards to the bombing in the World Trade Center many years ago, the first bombing in the World Trade Center, that was a bomb plot that had some liquid component to it. And then if you recall, there was a Japanese-era airplane that was the victim of a liquid-type bomb in which one person was killed. The plane landed ultimately safely, but damage was done, and people were ultimately prosecuted for that. So the nature of this particular plot in terms of what it would use and the bomb content thereof is not substantially different from what has been known. But no one, obviously, on such a grand scale has ever attempted to plan it. And so if you're going into Heathrow today,
you ain't coming
they let
out.
You land, but you are
no,
going out by
even,
train.
They're not. Yeah, take the Eurostar.
That's right.
They're not even letting. Heathrow is full right now, full of planes.
Except that they got one little problem. There's no place to divert those planes that have been in the air for so long that
there's
they're very
Mansfield.
Low on fuel.
There's that other airport,
Gatwick.
There's Gatwick, and then there's Mansfield, which is the downtown airport in London. And, of course, there's Manchester, which isn't far away, and Liverpool. The problems are over here They are expecting, these are the reports that we've been getting, they are expecting to allow planes to leave Heathrow later on today, whose destination is the United States.
As soon as they can clear all of the carry-on luggage, they will be prepared, I think. That's what it appears to be.
Last I heard, they weren't allowing any carry-on luggage, that people had to only could carry their passports or their identification, and they had to be behind clear plastic.
And they appear now to be committed to no more laptops, because some electronic instrument would have had to have been the device by which the triggering mechanism.
That's there. That's not here necessarily yet.
Not yet. But
not yet.
You'd be well advised that you're at one
no
time.
Way, there's no way the business community of America. Of course, I didn't think there was any way that Zippo would allow them to ban all lighters, but there's no way the business community is going to allow those luggage handlers to be responsible for the safety of their laptops. You ever seen what those? You ever sat in a window seat and been able on the side of the plane where the luggage handlers are either putting the luggage on or taking the luggage off of a plane? Have you ever just sat and watched what they do? The little conveyor belt into the belly of the plane. There's no way. I'm putting my laptop in check bag. I'm going home first, and I'm dropping my phone off.
Well, I got news for you. I think that one time you could fly without a laptop, so they didn't have laptops. And you seem to have survived.
Yes.
Well,
and
all
is,
of your troubles.
That is true. But
and I would
had,
guess that
I
you will be able.
I had other alternatives available to me. I could rent a typewriter. I remember writing stories where I had to rent a typewriter, go down to the local, whatever, the KK thing, the one that Kinko's, the one that's open 24 hours. I go down, write my story, and fax it to people. We got an expert on the air right now. Joining us is the author of Holy War, and his name, Mr. Kushner, are you on?
Not on it yet. Mr. Kushner.
Harvey
are you there?
Kushner?
Well,
we're expecting Harvey Kushner. He's the Middle East expert.
Yes.
He's the author of a book called Holy War. And he's going to join us and tell us what we can expect from this.
And hopefully before we end this broadcast at 10 a.m. this morning, we will have spoken to someone who's actually officially connected with the airports. And they can give Quake listeners who might be traveling some warning of what not to have with you
when you arrive
at the airport.
No liquids right now. We know that.
And that's a problem because I would think that I hope they don't mean no liquids on the plane.
They mean no liquids on the plane.
No.
Yes.
Even you mean there's going to be no more booze?
Even if you go through security. No, the plane can have liquids.
Stop.
You can't.
Stop
bring,
right there. That's good enough. That's good enough.
But think of all the people who went through security and they thought that meant that you can't have liquids through security. But once you're through security, you can buy a coffee or a bottle of water and take it on the plane. No, you can't do that so far. That is a stopgap measure. We don't know if that's going to be a permanent measure.
And they also said they were speculating that the way in which these people would have reassembled the bombs that they had or assembled the bombs, the plot was such that they would all end up in the waiting area beyond security. And then that's when they would reconfigure and get together.
And put the liquids together and make them volatile.
That's right.
So they were benign, or whatever you call it. They were stable when they took them through security. So they didn't have to worry about blowing up.
Right, because it would be difficult in view of the fact that they have all these people in the same
seat. My speculation, this is purely my speculation. My speculation is they would have detonated the bombs when they got to the airport, the U.S. airport, and because they know they can't get into the cockpit now, they can't control the plane, but they would have blown up the airplane as it landed, which would cause the most disruption by disrupting the whole airport. It would shut the whole airport down. You might blow up a hole in a landing field. That's what I'm thinking. That's just my, you know, wondering the most effective means. Let's say there were 10 planes.
What I'm really pleased with, though, is that they uncovered the plot before it could be executed. Now, that is good law enforcement, and it shows that there's a cooperative level between, obviously, the U.S. intelligence agencies and those in the U.K. the United Kingdom's people, and just the fact that they're able to pull this together and do the dual press conference and carry this out the way in which they have, it represents something that's very special. And clearly, that story is not yet completely told. Hour by hour, we will obviously be getting more content, but it is out of the box.
All we know is what they're telling us.
Absolutely. And out of the box, it is to be admired.
So far.
Yes.
Preliminary accounts. Right now we have the Middle East expert, Harvey Kushner, author of Holy War, on the line. Sir, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. Welcome.
Can't hear Mr. Kushner. I can't.
I can't hear anything either.
How about you now? No, Mr. Kushner can't hear anything. While we're waiting to clear up the technical problems associated with this particular guest, it should be clear there's been no attribution by the authorities in London or the USA that these were necessarily persons of Middle Eastern descent who have been arrested. They do not identify, and they have not identified, any one of the 21 persons, at least the knowledge that I have and the information that's been supplied to me, does not appear necessarily to be Middle Eastern. So this particular expert is not being invited in to discuss just today's activities. He's being invited to talk to us about the Middle East generally.
Now, you know me.
Yes.
You know I'm skeptical.
Yes.
You know I'm cynical about the Bush administration. Just yesterday, Dick Cheney, speaking about the Joe Lieberman loss in Connecticut, Dick Cheney said that the Democrats had retreated to a pre-9/11 mindset. Now, I don't know if this guy is stupid, the vice president. I don't know if he's stupid or if he thinks we're stupid, but he just keeps harping on pre-9/11. And that the fact that this happens the very next day, you remember that plot in Miami that we're going to blow up the Sears building? Remember the guys who... Dave.
And they wanted shoes.
Yeah, they wanted uniforms and their boots. Yeah. Now, I trust Scotland Yard a lot more than I trust our Homeland Security, and it was Scotland Yard who made this sting, but I'm wondering how credible this plot actually was.
But stay with your point with reference to Cheney. Cheney's comments, in my opinion, are absolutely the most outrageous. They are trying to convince America that Ned Lamont's victory clearly evidences that Democrats are absolutely foregoing the opportunity to take control of Congress by returning to their pre-9/11 mentality.
Have you ever seen a less crazy, wild-haired moderate? I mean, Ned Lamont is the picture of moderation.
Well, but not only that, if Joe Lieberman sits still and remains silent with this kind of support and accepts the wisdom or the comments,
he said the same thing. Lieberman said the same thing. He said this is an example of the Democratic Party and how far out of the mainstream they are. That's what Lieberman said.
But he has got to step up to the plate and denounce Cheney for attempting to make his defeat the example of why people should be voting other than they are and other than they did, and suggests that it has something to do with national security. He's got to denounce Mr. Cheney.
He just has to. I totally agree. And this is one of the reasons that he was voted out, I think. Another thing, we haven't talked about this yesterday, but you wonder if Lieberman hadn't announced that he was going to run as an independent if he lost this, he might have won this thing.
I'm telling you, it was worth at least 4 points on the negative side.
I agree totally.
No question.
Once again, a politician hoist on his own petard. Eat those damn words. And here's a shoestring to floss your teeth with, since your foot is so deep in your mouth. We're going to try to get Harvey Kushner, expert on the Middle East and author of Holy War, back on with us. Coming up here, right now, we have all the headlines. John Scott is in the newsroom here on 960 The Quake.
Actually, it's Andy Jordan today, but I'll take it. Quake weather when the clouds burn off, not as hot as yesterday. 75 by the coast, 82 in San Francisco. Flying today will be nothing like it was yesterday because of word that British authorities have broken up a plot to blow up planes bound for the U.S. Travelers will find increased security restrictions. More than 20 people were arrested in Britain, and the security alert for Britain to U.S. flights was increased to the red level. All other U.S. flights are now at the elevated orange level. The Quake Zone, Michael Rush is live now on the phone from SFO. Mike, what's it look like? Michael, what's it look like out there?
Well, Andy, it is a packed mess, you could say, at Terminal 3, which houses United and American Airlines. The lines for security, absolutely Christmas-like, you could say, Thanksgiving-like. They completely span the entire terminal. Of course, the main reason for that is that all the TSA agents are having to go through everybody's bags to remove items like water, coffee, shampoo, toothpaste, even bottles of wine. If you were up in Napa and you're trying to get out of town and you have expensive bottles of wine, they're taking them from you today here at SFO. There are some exceptions, though. If you have some sort of liquid medication such as insulin, that is going to be allowed on your carry-on as long as the prescription name matches the holder's name. Also, small children's formula, that also will be allowed on the plane as well.
There was some word that people who had baby formula would have to drink it in front of an airport official. Do you know if that's the case?
I have not seen that actually happen, but I've seen the baby formula be passed through the screening device and being allowed onto the plane. So I'm going to go with, I don't think you have to drink your baby's formula right now. They're saying about 2 hours, you know, to get here. Andy, to be honest with you, I would say more like 3 hours, especially if you're traveling with your family or if you have small children. It is an absolute mess. And then from what I understand, I was talking to a taxi driver out here. There are taxi problems now as well, taxi and shuttle issues, because so many people are trying to get to the airport early that there's a wait for the taxis. So you may want to use BART to get to SFO this morning.
And even longer for international flights. All right. Thanks a lot. The Quakes, Michael Rush, live at SFO. We'll be checking in with you all throughout this morning here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. You can call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
From Consumer Reports, deck treatments. I'm Ernie Spranz. A good deck treatment will save you the trouble of buying and applying a fresh coat every year. Opaque or solid color ones generally last longest. To judge deck treatments, Consumer Reports engineers built a deck behind our Yonkers, New York testing facility with some 500 pieces of pressure-treated lumber. The boards, coated with the various products, were allowed to bake in the summer sun, chill under the winter snow, and generally put up with whatever nature dished out. After 3 years, the best treatments in our ratings remained close to their original color. They also protected the wood from cracking, picked up only a small amount of dirt, and prevented mildew growth. The worst performed so poorly they were pulled from testing after only 1 year. Two opaque treatments atop the ratings kept up a very good appearance after 3 years. Cabot Decking Stain 1400 Series and Cabot Solid Color 1800 Series. Both are outstanding and cost around $30 a gallon. The Decking Stain is an alkyd that cleans up with solvent. The Solid Color, a latex that cleans up with water. For wood worth showing off, consider a semi-transparent stain. Best of this type is Wollman Durastain. It's an alkyd, but it cleans up with water. Cost $23 a gallon. If the natural look counts most, consider Latex Olympic Water Guard. Best of the clear treatments tested. Cost $13. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports. Online at consumerreports.org.
Hi. If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from QuakeRadio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
Short-haul inbound aircraft have been cancelled. Inbound long-haul flights continue to operate, but with severe delays. Outbound flights, check-in and hand search processes across all four terminals is severely affected.
The U.S. threat level has been raised to red for flights originating in the U.K. The rest of us, we're only at orange. And that's the airports. I don't know about the rest of the transportation systems. We are here in sight of many transportation systems. We're in the shadow of the Bay Bridge. We're on the F line at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And, Will, I'm really, really envious of those Brits when they do their announcement. That last guy, it was so perfect. Each line was the way it should be. Each word was carefully margined in such a way that it delivers the punch. It was almost as if he was on a movie set.
They know their language.
They really are incredible. We should attempt to emulate them.
And they have much better table manners, too.
Oh, you've watched them eat?
Yes, I've watched them eat.
Yeah,
or I've watched them watch me eat in horror.
I think that table manners, though, probably originated with the absence of quality in the food. I don't hear anybody running around saying, I'm going to eat at an English restaurant. I mean, the stuff that they cook in those restaurants.
You don't like shepherd's pie?
Oh, are you kidding me? Nor did the shepherd.
Mashed potatoes, cheese, mushrooms, carrots, parsnips.
Oh, please, please. Boiled beef. Don't forget. Oh, please.
If there's an ounce of flavor left in it, we boil it even longer.
Oh, you know, take me straight to Taco Bell's, will you?
Have you ever eaten at a Taco Bell in your life?
No.
Have you ever eaten at a McDonald's
no.
in your life?
No.
Not one McDonald's?
No.
You know, they call it fast food for a reason.
I understand that, but, you know.
Burger King?
You've never I did a Burger King once.
Oh, you did?
I did a Burger King once. I have a friend over in Oakland
Look
who
at
owns.
You. You're so excited. You're so proud of yourself.
No, but I'm not a snob.
You are a food snob.
No. You go down on 2nd Street if you want a good burger. You go down to 21st Century or whatever that place is
21st
called.
Amendment.
Yeah, 21st Amendment. You got a great burger. Or you go to the Balboa and you got a great burger. Or, believe it or not, you can actually get a good burger up at Moose's if you want to go there. And, of course, Perry's have always had
yes,
the best burgers.
Great burgers are...
I don't need to show up at the Golden Arch.
And I love Original Joe's, but...
Original Joe's does...
The French bread.
I was going to say, the French bread is...
The top of the roof of my mouth.
My mouth can't open that wide.
This gives a tasty burger.
Thank you, Samuel Jackson.
How did we get on this burger kit?
I don't know. We're talking about horror and terror. But I'm just a little
cynical. I'm holding back until I know more. Just seems convenient that there's an the president is down in the poll. That's just me. That's just
no. The president's actually going up in the polls. Remember, yesterday you reported that he'd gone from 32 to 40.
Yes.
And 40.
Near 40.
Near 40.
38, 39.
That's a high, high wire operation. That guy
for
is
him.
Happy.
Yes. For him. Oh. But that's his base. There are 40% registered Republicans in America, maybe 37, 38. There are 40% registered Democrats. The other 22% are independents.
They're the people who decide
his base, yes.
Yeah, they're the people who decide. The post-analysis of Tuesday's primary elections, still going on all over the country. Mark Sandelow did a big one in the Chronicle today, in which he does some people on the streets kind of interviews. It's interesting how all of the people on the streets evidence anti-incumbent attitudes. I'm telling you, in a category of seeking re-election, I wouldn't tell anybody that I'd won before.
How can you use a slice of San Francisco as any sort of parameter for feeling what the general mood of the rest of the country is? I don't understand why people, you know, ask San Franciscans who are more educated. Almost everyone who owns a house is on paper a millionaire. We're a little to the left of Fidel here. I don't understand how you can use that as a snapshot of the country.
Speaking of Fidel, when asked the question, if you had an opportunity to live in America, where would you want to live? San Francisco.
Number one?
That's what Fidel said.
Fidel said that?
That's what he said. So he's verified
wait
what you said.
Fox News gets all of that. We are keeping it real at 7:30 a.m. in San Francisco. Fidel's choice of U.S. locations here on 960 The Quake.
He would like to pay 35 cents more for parking.
According to Fox News, George Bush in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is going to make an announcement at 9:30. We'll cover that live. But right now, let's go to Andy Jordan and find out what is happening with the terror plot here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. It is 7:30. First, though, we're going to check Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. This report is brought to you by Sleep Train. We're going to start, of course, down at SFO, where you are advised to arrive at least 2 hours before your scheduled flight time if it's a domestic flight, even longer international, to allow for increased security checks. Most liquid items are banned from your carry-ons. We'll have more on that coming up. Altamont Pass, westbound 580 between Grantline Road and Hacienda out in Pleasant, and you're going to find it stop and go at this hour as well. Stop and go westbound Highway 4 between Lone Tree Way and Leverage out in Pittsburgh, affecting Antioch traffic as well. Right now at the Sleep Train, when you purchase any premium mattress set, you'll sleep free till 2008. That's no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Quake weather when the clouds burn off, not as hot as yesterday. 75 by the coast, 82 in San Francisco, 90s inland, cooling off by tomorrow. Clouds and 70 by Saturday. The headlines this hour. The sounds of Heathrow this morning, people flying out of SFO. We'll see some security changes. In fact, all Bay Area airports and long lines at orange alert level today after an alleged terror plot was broken up in Britain with more than 20 arrested. A spokesman for SFO, Mike McCarron, says the government is now banning any liquids on board an aircraft. Items like hair gels, lotions, even wine will have to be put in checked baggage.
You have to verify that that's a edible beverage, I guess, is the best way to put it. So to sip it or something in front of the security screener there.
The changes come after officials in London say they uncovered a major plan to simultaneously blow up several jetliners en route to the U.S. using explosives smuggled on board and carry-on bags. Two counter-terrorism officials identify the airlines allegedly targeted as American, Continental, and United. In other news today, the controversial second biodefense lab at Lawrence Livermore Laboratory is moving forward. The Chronicle reports the Department of Homeland Security says it's putting the plans for the lab on a short list of candidate sites. It's called Site 300. The proposed lab near Tracy would expose cattle and other animals to some of the world's deadliest diseases to come up with ways to fight deadly microorganisms, either natural or used by terrorists. the Livermore site made the cut from 29 possible sites to 18. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
The United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red, for commercial flights originating in the United Kingdom and bound for the United States. Today, air traffic is safe.
That was Michael Chertoff, U.S. Homeland Security Chief. Still can't believe he's got that job.
No, and no one else believes it. And he really did not sound terribly persuasive this morning. There's something wrong with his voice and with his delivery system. Maybe he should go back to being a judge. He was a judge. You know.
Describe his voice to me, as you did earlier.
It's not politically correct. That was not a politically correct comment.
No, it wasn't.
You're not going to drag
but
me
it
into
had,
that.
Speaking of drag, it had something to do with that.
I knew you'd go there.
Okay. So that's you can extrapolate from that. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing.
Well, we do know a couple of things.
21 people. We don't know how close they were.
But we know a couple of things.
We don't know who they are.
We know the airlines that they were aiming at, though.
We know the airlines they said they were aiming
Correct.
At.
Correct.
United, American, and Delta, I believe.
A Continental.
Continental.
Yes. Those are the three that are listed in the
and we know
handout, and I don't know whether this is the handout, whether or not this handout is from the 21 or from someone else.
Yeah, they had a publicity handout.
Yes.
And we also know that the terror plots, the alleged terror plots involving 21 suspects that British police have arrested. We don't know where they were arrested. We don't know how close they were to boarding the planes. Or, we do know, it has been released, I don't know if it's Scotland Yard, I believe. They said that the destinations were Washington, New York, and California. Now, California to Britain is a singular destination, even though we know it's three different states. So, we
yes.
don't know if it was Northern California.
Yeah, and we don't know, by the way, whether or not the 21 represents the totality of the suspected plotters, and they're not saying if there are others that may still be out there, nor are they saying what the combination of the fluids and the method, etc., really would be. Most of what we've talked about is speculation by the experts on the issue, rather than by information supplied about our Homeland Security person or by the gentleman whom I admired in his delivery. And he is identified as the spokesperson for the ISP Heathrow.
Yes, yeah, it's Mr. Jackson.
Yes, and so they're being very, very, conservative in the supply and the flow of information. It could be that at the time that Mr. Bush makes his comments from the cheese land, from
Green Bay,
he will maybe enlighten us a bit more.
Yeah, he had scheduled this. It's a fundraising trip. He's getting out of Waco, out of the glare. He's going to be out of the sideways glare of Cindy Sheehan. So he boarded a plane in Waco, headed towards Green Bay, Wisconsin, for a political fundraiser, of course, a Republican fundraiser. I'm guessing that it's for Mr. Green, who's a Republican candidate trying to unseat the Democratic governor, Mr. Doyle. And I was back there this week, and it's a nasty, nasty campaign.
What are the issues in Wisconsin?
It's money. It's
how can it be money?
It's
no money in that state.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. They're moving from dairy and manufacturing into graphics. They're becoming a little mini Silicon Valley outside of Milwaukee, northern and western suburbs.
And the allegation on the money side, does it have anything to do with contributions, or is it strictly...
Yes, yes, it's about contributions. It's
and
about,
I take it that the incumbent governor has been the recipient?
Yes, of most of the attacks from Mr. Green. But Mr. Green is culpable as well, because he's, I believe he was a state senator. I think that's what he's running from, running for governor.
And he has some relationships with the...
With the Bush
people. The Washington crowd.
He's tight with Rove, so he's going to be up there.
Well, Bush's trip to Green Bay, as you said, was originally scheduled.
For today.
I don't think, however, that the press availability that they're talking about having him do when he gets there, that we will cover some parts of it, at least, while we are on broadcast... I don't think that was scheduled. My guess is that he is...
No, he had a public... he had one photo opportunity listed on his schedule. He was going to tour some sort of metal plant in Green Bay to talk about the great economy, because I guess this place has had a big turnaround. So he had a public event on his schedule, and I think... I don't know if we're going to see him when he has the press conference at the metal plant. We'll try to find out more here.
And
here's an interesting note. Tony Blair?
Yes.
On vacation in the Carib.
Yes. And Bush in Texas. Which is all part of what happens with it.
And we have from D.C. right now, from CNN, we have Dick Giuliano Dick, are you there? Are you joining us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
CNN, I assumed, is covering the biggest current story in the world, and that is the arrest of the 21 alleged plotters for the destruction of airlines.
It is a big deal. We are told by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff this is among the most sophisticated terror plots they have yet come across. 21 individuals are in custody in Great Britain. The plot allegedly involved taking down multiple aircraft flying from Great Britain to the United States. The investigation is ongoing, and it involved apparently liquid explosives. So added security precautions are in place on all U.S. airliners today. People may not bring aboard their coffee cup, their bottle of water, hairspray, shampoo, or any other liquid. Although authorities believe that this plot has been rolled up, they say they cannot be sure, so the added security is in place.
Mr. Giuliano, thank you for joining us here and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. Michael Chertoff says that this plan is reminiscent of a plot by the coordinator of the World Trade Center bombing, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who in 1999 had envisioned detonating bombs on 11 airlines possibly traveling over the Pacific. Has he expanded upon this?
They are hesitant to say too much, they say, because it is an ongoing investigation. He said that they do not know if this is Al-Qaeda, but the point here, according to U.S. officials, is that this is not a small group of disgruntled individuals in Great Britain who want to make a political statement. They say that this operation is global in reach, and it has the markings of Al-Qaeda because it is apparently such a sophisticated plot. And the evidence of that he's pointing to, for example, is that apparently these individuals, by the way, 21 in custody, I think I said that there are so many involved, because these individuals would have brought to the airport, we are told, or at least it's suspected, the components of a liquid bomb that in and of themselves would be benign and would not have set off any alarms at the security checkpoints. But when put together aboard the plane, along with a detonating device, would have exploded.
Have you talked to any experts who might have guessed at what these components would have been?
No, we don't have that level of detail yet as to what the components might have been. But what they've told us so far is that if you were to look at one of them, it would not have set off an alarm. It would have looked benign, disguised as a beverage or some other liquid, and that's why these security precautions were in place. We are told by terrorism experts that while the British say that this attack was imminent, that does not necessarily mean it was going to happen today or tomorrow, only that it had reached a so-called critical phase when authorities were ready to move in and make the arrests.
You know, as an aside, it's rather interesting that the month of August, again, has been chosen apparently by people who are in the threat, in the terror business, to begin their process. And if you will recall, it was just before 9/11, a memo given to our president that would have raised some red flags if looked at, that may have had some effect on what ultimately occurred at the World Trade Center. So here we are on August 9th, looking at an airplane potential attack on an American airliner by persons I suppose, among the 21 of some potential terror organization. Has there been any reference to the origin of any of the 21s? Are they locals in Britain, or are they locals in this country or from some other countries?
Mr. Giuliano?
And that these arrests have occurred in London and Birmingham, in that area of Great Britain. The investigation is ongoing, so again, officials have not provided us with nationalities, although it's been reported that some of them are Pakistani. We are told that it has some sort of international link. because of the connection. And also, it's multiple aircraft. In the British words, this would have been mass murder at an unimaginable level, that it was designed to take a lot of lives with it. Also, that the indications are at this point there was no plotting going on inside the United States. Remember, the 9/11 plot was largely an operation from within the United States, but this one, apparently no plotting inside the United States, but the added security level on aviation is done because, just as a precaution, because officials can't be sure that the entire operation's been rolled up.
Dick Uliani from CNN is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
We obviously have some concern. We've been told that the airlines that were potentially involved, it appears to have been Continental, United, and American Airlines. Were there any others that you have information on?
Officials are not telling us, but sources have told us that indeed those were the airlines that had been targeted. When Chertoff was asked about this at his news conference, he said that that the thinking was that these suspects were still going over lists and perhaps still choosing flights. One other point to make on this, although they have not definitely linked it with Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda is suspected as having a tie with this operation, which is interesting in the respect that U.S. officials have told us that since 9/11, this group has largely been dismantled and is on the run. If this does in fact turn out to be Al-Qaeda, it would certainly indicate they still remain an extremely viable force capable of carrying out operations far from their alleged base of operation along the Pakistani-Afghan border.
Is there any more news scheduled to erupt, or are the British going to hold a press conference? I understand George Bush is going to speak to the nation on this at 12:30 Eastern time.
Yes, the president's going to have some remarks. He's traveling, I believe it is, to Minnesota today. I do not believe there are any other news events scheduled in London. There could be, however, but I think they've said what they're going to say about this operation. That is, the 21 are in custody. More are being sought. The investigation by British intelligence and U.S. intelligence, which, by the way, we understand has involved unprecedented surveillance of these individuals, has been going on for months.
Well, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
That was Dick Uliani from CNN joining us here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Andrew Jordan is in with more news headlines and here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. Well, the headlines this hour, of course, increased security is creating long lines at SFO. The Quake's Michael Rush joins us now live on the phone from SFO. Michael?
Good morning, Andy. Anything but a good morning here at San Francisco International Airport. Of course, the new heightened security at SFO this morning. TSA confiscating anything liquid or gel-based that's in your carry-on baggage. So if you're headed out to the airport, that includes suntan lotion, gel, deodorant in some cases, water, coffee, wine, alcohol of any kind. And the TSA, from what I understand, really concentrating on perfumes and colognes. So don't put them in your bag with you. Put them in your checked bag because you will lose them. They will take that from you. Now, there are some exceptions, of course. If you have a prescription, some sort of liquid prescription for yourself or your kids, such as insulin, now that's going to be allowed on the flight as long as the prescription matches the ticketed passenger's name. Now, in terms of delays, there are a number of United Airlines flights that are delayed this morning here in Terminal 3. Now, this is a combination of the new security protocols put in place as well as bad weather thunderstorms in the Midwest. So if you're normally taking United Airlines or you're headed to the airport, make sure you call ahead because you may be here for 4 to 5 hours. Now, looks like American seems the lines here for security and check-in for American. It seems to be thinning out just a little bit from what I'm looking at. Of course, they're beyond their morning rush here as we head to the 8 o'clock hour. Also, a number of nonstop flights from SFO to London. We have United, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways that are all scheduled to leave later on this afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock with United Airlines. Now, those flights right now, they say they're on time, but from the United people I've spoken with, they're saying probably not, that they will be delayed in some capacity through the course of the afternoon. Also, if you're trying to get to SFO via taxi or shuttle, you know, super shuttle, a lot of people take that down here. You may have a problem today because so many people are trying to get here early that there's an actual shortage of taxis and shuttles trying to get to SFO. Best bet, you may want to take BART. Andy, back to you in the studio.
The Quakes, Michael Rush joining us live on the phone from SFO. We'll be checking in with Michael throughout the morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Meantime, Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff says 21 people have been arrested so far in this plot in London targeting United, American, and Continental Airlines flights bound to major airports in Washington, New York, and California. That's all we know right now. He says 21 people have been arrested in what has the marks of Al-Qaeda.
British authorities have arrested 21 individuals who are now in custody, who are alleged to have engaged in a plot to detonate liquid explosives on board multiple commercial aircraft.
All right, we'll have more on this coming up. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. You can email Will and Willie at the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to scandinavian.com to learn more.
course, you heard about the 21 bombers, the alleged bombers with liquid bombs on plane. Dick Cheney telling us that we have a pre-911 mindset. Here's what I got to say. That's your burst of dirt for today.
And I want to send that one directly to Mr. Cheney. He absolutely deserves it.
I am so sick and tired of being afraid. And that's all these guys are interested in. And that's all they tell us about. And everything they do is predicated upon us being afraid.
We ought to place a call to the White House and see if we can reach Mr. Cheney. As a matter of fact, to our producers, let's call Dick Cheney.
What should we call him?
Well, just tell him it's Will and Willie. We don't talk to him.
And we're coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and we have the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin the Good, here on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Code red terror alert for all airline flights, specifically from Britain to the U.S. Authorities say they broke up a plot to bomb planes over the Atlantic. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says the alert level also is raised for all other airline traffic as well.
We have raised the threat level with respect to aviation in general to high or orange. That will cover all inbound international flights other than flights from Great Britain. And it will cover all flights within the United States itself.
CNN's Gene Meserve says the threat is deemed serious enough to send U.S. Air Marshals to Britain to board U.S.-bound flights.
They are dispatching federal Air Marshals to Britain so they will have better coverage of flights from Britain to the U.S. So there already are Air Marshals deployed all around the world on a number of international flights destined for the U.S., but now, of course, special emphasis on this particular route that's been moved up to threat level red.
CNN's Dick Giuliano tells us what this means if you are flying today.
Jim, officials say the British-based terror plot involved liquid explosives, so Homeland Security Secretary Chertoff says the result is additional security measures aboard all U.S. airliners.
We are temporarily banning all liquids as carry-ons in aircraft cabins.
There are flight delays at many airports across the nation. Officials say air travelers should carry out their plans confidently that the system is safe, but they ask travelers to be patient as they cope with the added security. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
And Paul Stevenson of Britain's Scotland Yard says the magnitude of this plot cannot be overstated.
We cannot stress too highly the severity that this plot represented. Put simply, this was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale.
Authorities in Britain say more than 20 people have been arrested in the alleged plot. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tonya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. go in. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
4 minutes now past 8 o'clock. This report is brought to you by Carl's Jr. Of course, allow lots of extra time if you're heading to any of the Bay Area airports today. At least 2 hours for a domestic flight. Longer for international because of the heightened security over that foiled terror plot. Most liquid items are going to be banned. That does include water, wine, hair gel from your carry-on. Elsewhere, San Francisco northbound 101 from 280 all the way to the lower deck. You're going to find it slow and go at this hour. Westbound 80 from the Carquinez Bridge all the way to Gilman Street in Berkeley. It's going to be sluggish as well. And both directions of Highway 1 and Valley Forge Road are going to be closed down as crews unload fuel from an overturned gas tanker. Carl's Jr., the pastrami burger is back. A delicious charbroiled burger piled high with pastrami only at Carl's Jr. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues with Will Durst and Willie Brown here on 960 The Quake.
From down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie. And Mr. Brown, who is our guest here on 960 The Quake?
The debonair, the handsome, the charming, and the articulate young mayor of the city and county of San Francisco, Mayor Gavin Newsom.
There are two mayors in this town?
There are four.
There are four? What is it? You're three personalities and me, huh?
Yes.
Is that it? Right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You're on your job this morning.
Yeah,
no Gavin,
kidding.
The good?
On the
How
job.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. 2:30 in the morning.
What happened to
John Martin gets a call about what's going on at the airport. But it's interesting. Now, as you know, I mean, you guys have been playing a lot of it. But every bottle of shampoo, toothpaste, everything, they're taking right out of everybody's bags. And it actually, I mean,
they're carry-on bags.
Carry-on bags, not their checked-in bags. But the reality is they take, I mean, what I'm hearing at the airport, and, of course, we've been hearing it all morning, and it's been reported accurately, is the seriousness to which they take this threat. And so this is, you know, this is something, obviously, we're all a little concerned about.
What kind of alert did you put your airport on? Did you put your airport
on? We actually activated the Emergency Operations Center, which is significant. So that's a high alert. We're taking it very seriously. They found out about 1 a.m. in the morning. By 2:30, they had activated the EOC, and then they had a press conference as early as 4, I think, this morning. And, you know, I mean, we're taking it very, you know, we started with the deployment of more police personnel, getting much more aggressive in terms of random searches. And we're monitoring what's happened and taking the lead from Homeland Security about next steps in the FAA.
Is it creating much of a delay at your airport?
Yeah, huge delays. I mean, not as bad as what otherwise you would imagine them to be, but no question, big delays. But the good news is the media's been so helpful, the word's out, so people are coming with some anticipation.
And thunderstorms in the Midwest, which are causing delays on their own, so that's not helping.
Things. Yeah, no.
Well, Mr. Mayor, you said you got the notice about 2:30, got the telephone call.
Yeah.
And that came from whom?
From John Martin, director of the airport, directly.
I see. And Bob Agnew, the man who runs the station, says that as early as 9:30 last night, CNN was broke in with an announcement. Will Durst, the man who is the anchor tenant of this show, says that 11 o'clock last night, he got it. And, of course, I didn't get it till 4 a.m. I was the last on my way to the airport with toothpaste.
But you know, but you know what? I mean, you bring up an obvious question. This has now happened, and I've only been married 2.5 years. This has happened now 3 times
where we have found out information by watching TV or the scroll on one of those major networks before we get a call, formal call, from any of the state or federal agencies. And this is a big bone of contention for all of us, particularly in cities across the state and around the country, is the protocol for information distribution. And the fact that the media is breaking things and you're getting call from citizens before you know what's going on in your own city is a big problem. Big problem.
And I take it, Mr. Mayor, that in your security system that you have in San Francisco, the lines of authority are there. People at the national level and at the state level know exactly the person that they're supposed to contact for alert purposes?
In most cases, but let's be straight. And the reality is, I remember when we had that tsunami warning here in the state, and we had a protocol at the State of California Office of Emergency Services that hadn't been utilized in years, and they had old telephone numbers of emergency personnel that were no longer there.
You mean they had my number?
They had your
number. They didn't even have your number. I think they had
Jordan's number. No, it wasn't even Jordan. It was Christopher's number, or Van S. It turns out he was a mayor, not just a street. That's a big problem. We've improved the protocols in the state because of that. But that's obviously, we're getting into the fancy stuff of Homeland Security, but we're not getting the nuts and bolts, and we're forgetting that nuts and bolts are about real people making real decisions on the ground, and those are police and fire, and that's why I think when people talk about security, and this is where you were so successful, Mr. Mayor, was focusing on those nuts and bolts, focusing on coordination and collaboration between your various agencies, exactly what they were not doing in New York City, contrary to the myth about the coordinated emergency response effort. They're quite the contrary. And one of the great things here in the West Coast of the United States, notably here though in San Francisco, is that discipline of collaboration. The fact that not only are we in the same system of communication, but that the police department and the fire department institutionally have worked collaboratively together. So when there is an emergency, we're not trying to worry about ego and worry about jurisdiction, that there's cross-training and real collaboration.
Get the job done. Mayor Gavin Newsom is our guest here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
On one score, your 9/11 system is a system that, I take it, is the hub of the communications between cops, fire, and medical and others?
You got it.
Are there separate systems?
No, well, of course, and you were principally responsible for this, the new 911 system, state-of-the-art system, that's now going to be augmented with a backup 311 system that goes into effect the first quarter of next year. 311 will operate as one telephone number for all non-emergency services in the city, and I'll tell you, it'll be a godsend for those that are trying to get a marriage certificate or figure out how to get a dog license. You don't know who the heck to call. Over 2,300, we did a search, 2,300 telephone numbers in City Hall's directory. It's ridiculous. Now we're going to be able to get rid of every one of those numbers, and you'll have to know two numbers, 911 for emergencies, 311 for everything else, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a real human being actually answers a phone call. Let me repeat that. A human being will answer the call. City government.
As streamlined as the mayor's hair.
Oh, that's cute. That's
right,
real
now.
Cute.
We have Michael Rush. He's standing by at SFO right now to tell us what's going on. Michael, you have an update. Michael
Good
Rush,
morning.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm here, guys. Good morning.
No, he's not. No, he's on, not obviously. On. But we have
he's
the mayor.
He's been delayed.
Yes.
He's been delayed.
Mr. Mayor, let's move to the subject matter of the news accounts about a number of matters going on the ballot. Oh, are any of those your matters?
Unbelievable. I mean, let me just say, with respect, this is not the way government should operate, behind closed doors at the last minute. I heard some stories about supervisors that were not in the building. They were desperate to get them back by the 5 o'clock deadline to get a signature on something that, with all due respect, they couldn't have had a chance to read and review and consider. You know, every one of these ballot initiatives cost the taxpayers, you, $150,000+. That's the equivalent last night of a $1 million decision that was made without any real public input or any consideration of the public dole. And you know the thing that's frustrating about these initiatives? Almost without exception, they could all be done legislatively. And I have no ideological opposition to most of them, not all of them. Why don't we just do it by doing our job?
And it'd be nice it's to hear where everybody
politics
stands
is taken
on
over.
Too.
Right. But what about the public's right to know before they go through a political campaign? What about a hearing that should be conducted before, or a review from the city attorney's office about the language. Because once the voters enact something, you can't change it without voter approval. And that's not the way government works. Why do we need a legislative branch if the idea is we're just going to put everything on the ballot? It's the reason we elected people, to do the public's work and to have the public's input. But if it's public opinion polls we're after, I'll hire David Binder, save the taxpayers millions of dollars to decide if we want to have the Olympics, to decide if we want to have question time for the mayor's office and things like this. It almost is a line. I mean, think about this ballot. Just symbolic, you know, okay, I'm impeachment, fine, but hey, I mean, is this a high priority when I just drove down the Embarcadero and saw seven people in homeless encampments? I mean, that's the work we need to be doing, and I'd love to get some support on that kind of work and get real work on the issues of street repair and puddle repair and education. But instead, we're focusing on these ancillary issues, which are part of a political agenda for a lot of people, and that's fine. Everyone here understands politics. But it seems to me six initiatives at the last minute is abusive.
$150,000 a piece?
That's what it costs.
Why?
Because you got to print the ballot books. You got to go back and forth on those ballot books with arguments, paid arguments for and against. You got to do the voter, not just the voter pamphlets. You got to do the actual cards with our optical scanning system, and you got to print all those out in culturally competent ways. You got lingual requirements. That's what it costs.
The voice you're hearing is probably one of the most recognizable voices in San Francisco, but it's the mayor of our city, Mayor Gavin Newsom. He has given us a little bit of his time this morning here on 960 The Quake, and we are most grateful for that, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we wouldn't let you out of here without you having some conversation with us about Joe Lieberman.
Oh,
never mind.
What do you make of all that? I mean, I've been listening to you guys, so I know what you've made of all of it.
What's your take on what occurred in the great state of Connecticut, what occurred in the state of Michigan with the Republican Swartz being defeated and Ms. McKinney being dropped in Georgia?
No,
an incumbent.
Yeah. Hey, you know the thing that bothers me perhaps more than anything else about this? If you lose, you lose. Do it with dignity and grace. And I say this with respect to Joe Lieberman. I thought he was a Democrat. Now all of a sudden he's an independent. Sounds to me like there should be a P, not an R, an I, or a D next to a name, politician. And I think in politics, you know, the problem with politics today are politicians, because it becomes all about themselves, not about the rest of us. And I think it's transparent when you lose in a fair election, whether we like the outcome or not. That then he says, all right, I'm going to change the rules by exonerating any association with my party in order then to get ahead politically because of me. And that's not, to me, that's the most disconcerting part about this, beyond the obvious reasons for the defeat, and that seems to me the dominant concern around this war, appropriately so.
We're going to hang on to the mayor for another segment. I'm going to latch onto his belt loop and not allow him out of here. But right now, we have Andy Jordan standing by with new news here on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
The Dog Walker.
If you love your dog, you have to see this movie.
You have to see this movie.
It's got drama, it's got humor, amazing performances, it's got everything.
Two paws up. This is a great indie flick.
The Dog Walker. In a limited Bay Area run starting Friday, August 11th. Check your local listings or go to www.thedogwalkerfilm.com.
It's like a date movie for dog owners. No pirates, no car crashes. Go see The Dog Walker.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll free 877-2-RECYCLE.
We got Mayor Gavin Newsom here in the studio with us, but let's go to SFO standing by with a live update. It is the Quake's own Michael Rush.
Good morning. Live at SFO, I'm Michael Rush. New heightened security measures here at SFO this morning. The TSA confiscating any sort of liquid and gel that's in your carry-on bag. Now, this includes anything from water, shampoo, suntan lotion, toothpaste, even alcohol. Now, there are some exceptions, of course, if you have a prescription, some sort of liquid prescription for yourself or for your child. As long as that, that's going to be allowed on the flight, as long as the prescription matches the ticketed passenger's name. Now, in terms of delays, a number of United Airlines flights are delayed this morning in combination with these new security protocols, as well as some serious thunderstorms and bad weather in the Midwest. So call your carrier. Also, the line's still very, very long in Terminal 3, where I'm at here at SFO. United Airlines looks to be at least minimum of 2 hours to get through. American Airlines right now looks like it's thinning out a little bit as their morning rush is over. Also, if you're trying to take a cab or possibly a super shuttle to the airport, you may want to recheck that reservation that you have, because I understand there are some serious shortages right now because of all the people that are trying to get to SFO. I'm Michael Rush, now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and special guest Mayor Gavin Newsom on 960 The Quake.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things.
We're giving you the truth at the speed of sound here. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Thank you, Michael Rush, for that update. Mayor Gavin Newsom is in the studio here on 960 The Quake.
Michael Rush talking about delays.
The mayor said Michael Rush talking about delays. Yeah.
Right.
This is hard. How are you keeping in contact? With the who's giving you the updates right now?
No, I just say you get in text messages and Blackberries and then you know this thing called the phone. I actually dial up, push some buttons, I answer, and they go, hey.
Are you getting the same reports that they're sending out to every airport around? Are you trying to get more? Do we have an inside guy? Because the mayor has inside guys.
No, he's got all
over.
The. Yeah. I usually call Mayor Brown to get updates. What's going
he's
on?
Got inside guy. Yeah, he actually got a call from Condoleezza Rice.
Exactly. Shirt off cell number. By the way, Michael Chertoff was out here, and I got to say I was pretty impressed by him. Nice guy, just on a personal level. You never know with these guys. Some come across very stiff and arrogant. But he was quite impressed with what we're doing, particularly on baggage screening at SFO. We're the only airport in the United States of America that's actually beginning to check all of our cargo in the airport. There is a major gap in homeland security in this country, and that's what lies in the belly of the airplane, stuff that comes from FedEx and DHS and other carriers that are not necessarily checked. They're checked de minimisly, randomly, but we will become the first airport in U.S. history that actually is checking all of its cargo. So Chertoff was out here taking a look at our pilot, which we spent about 2.5-3 years to get a waiver from the FAA to begin.
There's also a pilot program out there with 2,000 cameras.
Yeah,
at SFO?
It's an amazing security apparatus. And, again, it's a model the rest of the country. I've got to tell you, I mean, something for San Franciscans to, I think, be very proud of is the operation out at the airport. And it's a history of firsts. the international airport in terms of security efforts, in terms of how we've civilianized a lot of our operations out there, and of course now what we're doing most significantly, again, on the cargo, which has national ramifications. If this pilot, we're calling it a pilot project at this stage, works, it will be replicated in major airports across this country. But again, I never worry about someone's tweezers or someone's scissors that they're getting on the plane. Now I'm a little more worried about their toothpaste, but frankly, I'm very worried about some unidentified bag that comes from some identified country that comes in through the cargo halls. It's never been checked, and you can just imagine the prospects of that from a security concern. Utilized.
What advice do you have for people who are still at home packing their bags headed to the airport? Would you recommend to them that they just simply forego the business of trying to do any carry-ons, that they simply put everything in their bags, all of their makeup and their toothpaste, and check it?
This is the easiest thing you can do, exactly, is just put everything in the check-in bag and recognize. I think everybody obviously has got to recognize that you got to get there a little bit earlier and expect some delays. But I don't expect one of the nice things. We go through these protocols quite often. Of course, rarely do we get the orange and red alert. But the fact is we have a remarkable capacity, particularly at San Francisco International Airport, to move people along even with heightened security. So I don't expect catastrophic delays, so to speak. I think people should just obviously take a little extra time and be a little more thoughtful about what they're bringing.
Unless they're behind Tammy Faye Baker.
Can you imagine? My God, she's that's just a national security risk in and of itself. You know,
now, this is
15-hour delays.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no one at the airport. Yes, I need a 55-gallon drum of it.
But you know, my handbag.
But I guess I couldn't even. I wouldn't be able to bring any hair gel with me. I ain't going anywhere. I ain't going anywhere. I'm sticking it out in SF. Man,
where
you see me down there.
You preempted Will Durst's question.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
On the way out the door.
Is that what he said? Shot.
Man, Durst, I'm on to you, man.
Come on, you and me, right now, all right? Man.
Jeez. I noticed in the newspaper this morning where you have finally replaced Tony Hall.
Oh, gosh.
It's like wrestling with a squid, isn't it?
Unbelievable. No, really. We finally got a new director of the Treasure Island Development Authority, and someone is going to bring this development on the island to a whole new level. You know, this is very exciting. I don't think people yet fully grasp the changes that are going to happen on the island. It all began under Mayor Brown. We have the opportunity to develop, and we will develop the most sustainable, the greenest development in U.S. history, with the most comprehensive system of solar, comprehensive system of wind-generated power. We're building wastewater systems that will be second to none, independent power source, green, renewable power. Almost 6,000 new housing units will be developed out there. Open space, ball fields, a new marina that will provide access to the ferry, the rest of the city. Commercial activity, stores, restaurants, you name it, a couple hotels, in a way that is very sensitive to the values of San Francisco. Not overdeveloping, quite the contrary. There'll be high-density development that allows for much more expansive open space. And it's a very exciting time, and we've got someone that has core competency, someone that's been involved in land use, someone that understands management, nuts and bolts. Marian Saez is starting officially today, and I'm very excited about what she brings to the table.
And what's happening in time for the 2016 Olympics?
By the way, the USOC is out here today. In fact, they're just arriving, and they'll be down at our port going through our bid, and we'll be talking in detail about what we need to do to get to the next level. It's interesting. You know, the big thing, Mayor Brown, about these things that went on the ballot is what didn't go on the ballot, and we're very fortunate that one of the things that did not was this referendum on bringing the Olympics to San Francisco in a premature manner, meaning there's no there yet, and we were going to again do a public opinion poll. We might as well just do a public opinion poll as opposed to burden the taxpayers through a political process called the ballot. We'll know in the next few months if we have a real shot at this, and whether or not we even want to go forward based upon the criteria the USOC sets out. But it's interesting, you were very involved in the 2012 bid. The same supervisor that's opposing the 2016 was very supportive of your 2012 bid. I don't know what's changed, except we have new folks down in room 200.
And he's on his way out the door.
Oh, I didn't say that. You said that.
I casually mentioned it. But I want to go to another positive development potential, and that is the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. Yeah. We've not heard much about that of late. And obviously in conjunction with the potential for a stadium by the 49ers, as well as the Olympic bid, is Hunters Point Naval Shipyard may play a role in all of that.
It's significant.
What role will it play, and what's the status of that development?
Well, the most exciting thing, and again, I keep coming back to you, but you are disproportionately responsible with the incredible support of Nancy Pelosi of delivering on the Third Street Light Rail, which finally will be operational, finally, in January, and officially fully operational in April of next year. And anyone that goes out to Third Street and goes in the southeast sector sees the magnificence of this system, not just in terms of transportation, but the aesthetic construct.
And the renaissance of that district.
The renaissance of the district. Now, the challenge is, to your point, Mayor Brown, is as the district changes, we've got to make sure that the people that have been in that district are not gentrified and displaced from that district. With all the redevelopment, Parcel A, Lennar's new development out there, 1,600 housing units that's now coming out of the ground, all the redevelopment around Candlestick Point itself, Executive Park area, all of this is going to transform this eastern neighborhood, the southeast sector of San Francisco, in an extraordinary way. And it's decades of work now coming to fruition, coming to light, coming out of the ground, closure of that Bayview Hunters Point power plant, finally happening, the opportunity to rezone some of the areas for green technology to focus on the development of alternative fuels and photovoltaics. We have a new tax incentive for green tech businesses and attraction. We're talking to SS State about doing a new digital media campus out there that will provide opportunities for people to get into digital arts and digital media, where we're already internationally identified in terms of our prolific status, and also focus on life sciences, biotech, and nanotechnology as part of the vision of Mission Bay and the 6 million square feet that have already zoned life science space, anchored by the UCSF Mission Bay campus site and our Stem Cell Institute. That is what's happening in the southeast sector.
What's the status of the stadium for the 49ers?
Well, why do you bring that up? I just had as a vision about green tech and digital media, life sciences, stem cell, and you have to bring up the damn stadium.
Keeping it
why
real.
Do you deal with
Will
and
Willie?
Man, why do you just ruin everything?
All right, let me go in a different direction.
I appreciate the question, and I want you to know we're working hard in partnership with the 49ers to deliver on this vision set forth in 1996.
2.5 years, you've really gotten good at this.
I look forward to engaging in good dialogue with the community, build trust in this historic opportunity.
You are ready for prime time.
Thank you very much.
I can see Tim Russell.
Unbelievable question.
Now, before you go, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Project Homeless Connect, which is happening. There's an event today, right?
I kick it off in 30 minutes.
Which is why you got to go.
You know, I got to tell you something. If there's anything I'm more proud of, I don't know, beyond this, the fact that we have had now over 18,000 people volunteer their time by going out in the streets and the sidewalks to help lift other people up. It's a magical thing. I got to tell you, I don't think any of us could have ever imagined when we started Project Homeless Connect a year ago and we had just a few hundred volunteers that we would have to be managing now close to 1,500 volunteers every 6 weeks. And what's incredible is you've got doctors and lawyers, you've got folks that have come from every walk of life, including folks from 31 cities to replicate Project Homeless Connect that's done at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium to do something that's simply never been done in terms of citizen-driven outreach to one of the most challenging issues facing not only our city, but cities across America, homelessness.
So this is today, right?
And we're doing it today. And anyone that's not aware of what it is, if they had a moment of time just to come down to Bill Graham Civic Auditorium between 10 and 2 today, just to get a sense of it, just to walk in and to see thousands of homeless with thousands of people, homeless having their feet massaged, podiatrists there, 60-plus doctors, companies like Lens Crafters providing free eye exams and free eyewear, the DMV coming right down into Bill Graham Civic. You don't have to go and wait in line down at the DMV.
Oh,
all
hell,
the city services. You may show up. But all the city services under one roof. And I'll tell you what's interesting. After Katrina, when we were talking about how we were going to be put in a position to deal with a lot of families that were evacuating from the South, we were able, because of the discipline of Project Connect, to be able to put together an emergency center almost without hesitation because of the discipline of this Project Homeless Connect, where we're forced to bring different agencies, again, all under one roof, connecting computer systems, et cetera. So it's been a really extraordinary experience doing it, and something we're very proud of. Of course, we're going to now extend it through SF Connect to other city services to get people to volunteer in the parks and our playgrounds to deal with the digital divide and other things. And we negotiated, and Mayor Brown understands this intimately, negotiated with our friends in labor to allow for more volunteerism so people weren't threatened that they'll lose their jobs. This was not easy. It took almost 2 years just to get some provisions in the contract to start really building some strong partnerships with labor and citizens.
Well, thank you so much. That's the voice of the City and County of San Francisco as offered by Mayor Gavin Newsom. Project Home Connect meeting at 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the Civic Auditorium, and you can go out there unskilled in your own way, and you will leave there generously endowed with a new opportunity to serve on a voluntary basis.
And thank you for endowing us.
I don't know about I like that word,
and,
endowed.
And now that he is, he has
a lot of
he has paid his debt. He's no longer a deadbeat as it relates to politics.
2.5
he's
years.
He's paid his debt, and he's now ready to do battle with whomever.
And he Chris bring Daly, him on. Bring
Chris
him on.
Daly, watch out.
Oh, yeah, Chris Daly,
Gavin the Good is coming.
The knighted Gavin the Good. Kissing the ring of the mayor, and the mayor took it out of his back pocket. Here, I'm keeping it real. We are keeping you updated with everything that's happening at SFO and in the UK. So stay tuned for more news headlines. Keeping it real, 960 The Quake.
At 8:33, we head to the Crown Ford Traffic Center. This report is brought to you by Table for Six. We're going to start on your Bay Bridge approach. Very slow northbound 101 between 280 and the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Slow traffic now. Also, Cupertino, trouble northbound 85 between the Anza Boulevard and El Camino Real in Mountain View. You're going to find it stop and go as well. Metering lights are on upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Minor delay at the tolls. Slow from the incline into the city. Reports of one lane that has been closed to the center anchorage lower deck of the Bay Bridge, by the way, which is really going to make your ride very slow heading into the East Bay. At least 2 hours you need to plan to arrive at Bay Area airports because of increased security. We'll have more on that coming up. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. All right, here's a brief look at what's going on right now. Increased security creating long lines at Bay Area airports. The Quake's Ellen Hyatt joins us now from Oakland International Airport. Ellen?
And you are correct when you're talking about long lines, extra long lines, and your recommendation to allow for extra time is absolutely correct. Folks did not anticipate that here. Many folks not concerned that they're going to miss their flights, but it's a close call for many people that are standing in line. And just a little personal note here, the first thing when I showed up at the airport, I'm at the media parking center here, and they checked my driver's license, and they inspected my trunk and looked through my earthquake kit before I was allowed to park. And again, you know, passengers are actually relieved that they foiled this terrorist plot, but the lines are extra, extra long with this extra security. At Oakland International Airport, Ellen Hyatt, 960 The Quake.
Authorities say they broke up a terror plot in London targeting United, American, and Continental Airlines flights bound to major airports in Washington, New York, and California. That's all they're saying right now. As a result, federal authorities are now banning beverages, hair gels, and other liquids on board flights. The only liquid items allowed on planes are things like baby formula and medicines, according to SFO's Mike McCarron.
Verify that that's a edible beverage, I guess, is the best way to put it. So to sip it or something in front of the security screener there.
All right, Quake weather. When the clouds burn off today, not as hot as it was yesterday. Look for 75 by the coast. Around 82 in San Francisco. Could see 90s endling. Cooling off tomorrow, though, clouds in 70 by Saturday. All right, coming up at 8:50, we're going to be joining President Bush for a live announcement here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We'll also have the very latest on what's going on with this foiled terror plot out of the UK. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. You can call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Attention homeowners, Ryko Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call Ryko. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Ryko. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call Ryko at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybryko.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an Ideal Scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
But this is about people who are desperate, desperate people who want to do things that no right-minded citizen of this country or any other country would want to tolerate. This was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale. We cannot stress too highly the severity that this plot represented. Put simply, this was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale.
That voice you heard was Paul Stevenson, the Deputy Police Commissioner of Scotland Yard, or for those of you who read Martha Grimes or Ian Rankin, the DPC. He was keeping it real with Will and Willie in 960 The Quake, as was the mayor of San Francisco. And it was fun seeing the two mayors go head-to-head, mano a mano. I thought he was great.
I thought he was good. He did his job. He stayed out of trouble. didn't attack too many of his enemies, although he talked about how they could very easily do all the things that they're putting on the ballot, and if they just operate, he said, they've not asked me, but I'm philosophically where they are. And then he preempted us on a couple of things, which was, I thought, very clever. He obviously came down the Embarcadero because there's a homeless encampment right over here in Justin Herman Plaza, yeah. And he knew that he was going to be asked about it, and so he preempted us on that, and then he, of course...
preempted my strike on his hair gel.
Yes.
By
yes.
mentioning it himself.
Yeah. But he didn't get out of here clean on the stadium. He
that was a funny riff.
But he got it together. He got yeah. it together, so it was a nice visit.
Standard...
It was nice of him. Yeah, he had a good attitude, particularly when I showed him the sign that says, Willie L. Brown, Jr., Mayor.
Where did you get that?
Some guy delivered it today. You know, he couldn't have gotten it through security at the airport, but he showed up here with it. And the Hotel Vitale security is non-existent. So if the terrorists really
don't
wanted...
to tell people that.
Why?
Why? Axe to the door.
Yes. that's why I'm actually, you know, facing the door. That's why I have this seat, so I can see. It's the old Wyatt Earp. No, not Wyatt Earp. Who died? Wild Bill Hickok. Because he had his back to the door. So you never sit with your back to the door.
Well, for those people who have enemies, they have that problem. There are those of us, however, who know that the whole world is protective.
I have no enemies.
They're protective.
The world is my oyster.
They're protective.
Yes.
I read a terrible story this morning. I don't recall where I read it, but there was a football player who played for Ohio State, and in 2002...
Oh, Maurice Clett. No.
Yes, he scored the touchdown, Clett. The winning touchdown, in the Rose Bowl. He was a freshman. He had a great career ahead of him.
And he tried to go to the NFL as a freshman, and they disallowed him, and then he went a little fat, and he went to fallow. He didn't work out.
And he got arrested yesterday.
He what?
Got arrested yesterday. Ooh. Could not be stopped with a normal kind of taser weapon because he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
Huh?
He was carrying an automatic pistol on the seat of his SUV was an AK-47 fully loaded. There were two other guns, one in the backpack, all automatic weapons, and he had a bottle of vodka. They have not been able to determine
where he was headed,
or what he was planned to do, but they assume that he was volunteering to become a part of the Iraqi army or something.
But
he was better armed than any of the military representatives in Iraq.
He was a block away, according to Tony, our producer, one of our producers, he was a block away from a witness who was going to testify against him in a court case when he was picked up.
Well, he clearly assumed that witness was dangerous. He was just going to talk to him.
I'm not saying there's a connection. Maybe he was going to bring him a gun for it so he could protect himself.
Kind of like the Godfather. You really know what to do. We're going to take care of your family. When all this is over, we're going to look out for you. And now I guess he's going to, you know, be incarcerated with no bail. Because when you're wearing a bulletproof vest and you're carrying automatic weapons... and you have you have consumed liquid that you can't get through the airport anymore.
No. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Here at 960 The Quake, it is 8:45.
Stand by.
Coming up in 5 minutes or so, we have the president's going to be speaking live to us here on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:46, Quake weather, the clouds are going to burn off, it's not going to be as hot as yesterday, 75 by the coast, 82 in San Francisco, 90s inland, cooling off by tomorrow, clouds and 70 by Saturday. The headlines this hour, air travelers are throwing out suntan lotion, shampoo, and other liquids as they wait in long security lines at airports across the country, including here in the Bay Area at SFO. The Quake's Michael Rush joins us live now by phone at SFO. Michael, what's it looking like out there?
Well, good morning, Andy. Right now, significant delays on United Airlines. I'm in Terminal 3. I looked at the departure board about 5 minutes ago, about 45-minute delays across the country on United right now, give or take 25 to 45-minute delays. And right now, the lines are so bad for security that they're opening up another line in the baggage claim area to get people through right now into the regular terminals. And that's how long these lines are. Right now, of course, SFO has a number of direct flights to and from London Heathrow on Virgin, British Airways, and on United Airlines. And I walked over to the international terminal, and right now it looks like, for the most part, those flights are going to be on time later on this afternoon. At SFO, Michael Rush.
Thanks, Michael. We'll check in with you later. I did speak earlier with SFO spokesperson Mike McCarron, who said your car will be subject to a check if you're heading out to SFO as well.
As you're coming into the terminal complex, the police may ask you to pull over. You'll do a real quick check in less than a minute. They'll check your trunk, your back seat, just talk to you for a few seconds, and you'll be on your way.
Now, security has been tightened after British authorities announced they had uncovered a major terrorist plot targeting flights between the U.S. and U.K. The plot is reported to have involved liquid explosives. We'll be joining President Bush for a live announcement coming up around 8:50 this morning here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
The Alicia Good Soccer Classic is an indoor soccer tournament dedicated to Air Force Senior Airman Alicia Good, who in serving her country in Operation Enduring Freedom gave her life. The co-ed tournament will be held Saturday, August 12th at World Cup Indoor Soccer Arena in South San Francisco and serves to honor her memory and help those she leaves behind. Proceeds from this event will be donated to a trust fund set up for Alicia's three-year-old daughter. To join the tournament or become a sponsor, please visit AliciaGoodSoccerClassic.com. That's A-L-E-C-I-A GoodSoccerClassic.com.
Operations.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or worldwide import. And every day he digs deep into the well of the wisdom and sagacity that have been filled through the years of his experience as a public servant. In a segment we call What Would Willie Do? Today's question is, of course, since we had Mayor Gavin Newsom here, and he was already talking about it, Project Homeless Connect. How do you get the public involved and interested in something like this? How do you stir up excitement in the city? And, wait a minute. Oh, no, what would Willie do? We're going to go straight
to you hear Bush.
Bush's press conference. Right now, the 43rd President of the United States of America, George Walker Bush.
In busting this plot, I thank the officials in Washington, D.C. and around our country who gather intelligence and who work to protect the American people. The cooperation on this venture was excellent. Cooperation between UK and U.S. authorities and officials was solid, and the cooperation amongst agencies within our government was excellent. This country is safer than it was prior to 9/11. We've taken a lot of measures to protect the American people, but obviously we're still not completely safe. Because there are people that still plot and people who want to harm us for what we believe in. It is a mistake to believe there is no threat to the United States of America. And that is why we have given our officials the tools they need to protect our people. Steps we've taken. Travelers are going to be inconvenienced as a result of the steps we've taken. I urge their patience and ask them to be vigilant. The inconvenience occurs because we will take the steps necessary to protect the American people. Again, I appreciate the close cooperation between our government and the government of the United Kingdom. The American people need to know we live in a dangerous world, but our government will do everything we can protect our people from those dangers. Thank you.
President Bush making some brief remarks there at the airport at Green Bay.
That was the President of the United States of America consoling us in our time of worry and need. And it's a dangerous world. We're going to be inconvenienced. And he's taking steps. That's what I heard. Did you hear anything else?
No, I didn't hear anything else. As a matter of fact, yeah, there's only one more thing. He did say that there obviously will still be the need for focused attention on security in America because there are people out there who would like to destroy us. And so he's carrying out the theme that Cheney talked about as Cheney
they harp on that
endorsed
theme.
Lieberman, essentially endorsed Lieberman.
President Rain Man.
Yes.
Yeah, 9/11 changed everything, yeah.
And they're going back to that. And he did praise and acknowledge that the two security systems, the U.S. as well as the agencies that have that responsibility, and the Scotland Yard people, I assume M5 must have been involved. Would you assume M5 was involved?
MI5?
Yeah, MI5 had to be involved.
I mean, yeah, that's domestic. MI6 is international, right?
Well,
yeah. MI5 is.
Which one does James Bond work for?
MI6.
Okay, well then MI6. Because I'm sure James was in this. There's no way this would have happened.
Daniel Craig? I don't know.
Without James,
I can't. We'll find out later this year.
Well, you're already rejecting
the
new generation of you cannot have a 75-year-old James Bond saying, shake but not stir.
The guy would say,
what are you talking about, your Attica?
I thought Daniel Craig was great in Layer Cake. Did you see Layer Cake?
Yes.
He played a hood?
Yes.
I thought he was great in that, and I've seen him in other stuff, and I think he's good. He just doesn't seem to have...
The suave faire?
No, I think he's got the suave faire. I don't think he's got the weight. He doesn't have the bulk. You know, not saying that he should be bloated like a poison toad like Roger Moore was in A View to a Kill, which was his last one, which was the one filmed in San Francisco with Grace Jones and Christopher Walken. I'm not saying that. But even Pierce Brosnan, how old was he? He was like, what, he's 47, 48?
For his last one.
Yeah, for his last one. I mean, he still looked... like James Bond.
No. But I think he's such a good actor, though. And I'm glad to see that he's playing Bond-type roles, but not calling them Bond.
Yeah, did you see The Matador?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He played a kind of a boozy hitman.
Who?
Depressed.
Very casual about it, too.
The scene where he's in his sneakers and his swimsuit walking across the hotel lobby drinking a martini. That was great.
And I love the idea that he takes the diamond and he stashes it and then moves it without his friends knowing that he moved it. He was pretty good in that.
Yeah, it was a good little movie.
And he played the movie where he was a... he was... very friendly with somebody else's wife. I can't remember which movie it was.
Hello.
And he played that role very well.
And tonight I'm going to see Talladega Nights. I'm going to forget all of this security. I'm taking liquids in with me. I'm not flying anywhere today. Tomorrow, Saturday, Debbie's flying down to L.A., so we're going to have to get her there very early. We'll find out more about all the restrictions, what you can take. Let's just look at some of the airline stocks have fallen quite a bit. Everybody's down about 5%. Right now, which makes sense. And we'll see about the other ramifications. We'll get Michael Rush at the airport, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quick.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
This nation is at war with Islamic fascists.
All flights from Britain to the U.S. are under the maximum code red terror alert status, and the alert is also being raised for all other flights into and throughout the U.S. The reason? Authorities have broken up what they say was a plot to bomb airliners in flight from Britain to the United States. CNN's Gene Meserve reports American air marshals are being sent to Britain to board jets bound for the U.S., and security is being ramped up dramatically. They're good.